This episode of To The Journey is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 180,000 titles for smartphone, tablet, and desktop. To get a free audiobook of your choice and help Trek.fm at the same time, visit audibletrial.com/trekfm. And also by Enterprise in Space, an international program of the nonprofit National Space Society. Find out how you can help science and education and become a virtual crew member aboard the NSS Enterprise Orbiter by visiting enterpriseinspace.org. And if you want to join the conversation and share your thoughts on this episode, join the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type B-A-B-E-L into the Facebook search field. We look forward to seeing you there.
This is Tim Russ, Lieutenant Commander Tuvok on Star Trek Voyager, and you're listening to Trek FM.
I think it's safe to say that no one on this crew has been more obsessed with getting home than I have. But when I think about everything we've been through together, maybe it's not the destination that matters. Maybe it's the journey. And if that journey takes a little longer, so we can do something we all believe in, I can't think of any place I'd rather be, or any people I'd rather be with.
To the journey.
You're here.
To the journey.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone.
Right,
let me try that again. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the final To the Journey. Well, at least for me and...
me, Liam.
That would be Suzanne.
And Liam.
And Liam.
It is our final one. We've reached the final countdown. Wait, what number are we up
it's
to?
It's the final countdown.
What number is this? 282?
It is 282.
So how many episodes have you done of...
I have no idea.
Well, I think you started at episode 190 or 191, I think.
Okay.
And I think I only started at 270. I don't know. I can't remember. maybe 265? Ooh.
Sure.
I don't know. That'll do.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, whatever. So, what are we talking about today, Suzanne?
Well, today we are going to be talking about... I have no idea.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Do you?
No, okay. No idea. We are woefully underprepared today. Our discussion outline says topic one, some Latin words. Topic two, some Latin words. So, we've... I haven't really decided what we were talking about today, so I guess we're just doing this on the fly.
Well, it was really hard to come up with a final topic. It was daunting.
Especially as we only did the goodbye episodes, a couple of episodes for Zachary.
I know, he stole our goodbye episode now.
I mean, at that point, we didn't know we were leaving.
That is true.
So yeah, we can't do goodbye episodes, so yeah, for this episode, just go back a couple of steps. Rewind. Yes, we haven't really got anything that we've planned, have we? So I thought we'd just crap on about Voyager.
Let's riff.
Let's ask each other random point of order questions or snap poll questions.
Okay.
If you could delete one character, who would you delete, Suzanne?
Oh, wow. Main character or anybody on the show character?
Oh, it'd have to be main and semi-main.
Main or semi-main? I'm looking over at my Voyager figures to...
If you had to burn one of the figures in a ceremonial effigy-style manner on a bonfire, which one of your figures would it be?
Deep in my heart... in the bowels of my heart, I want to say Harry Kim.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But it's going to be Neelix.
I mean, he's got a lot of hair. He'd go up like a...
It's going to smell. It's going to smell terrible. Oh. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it probably would. That's gross. But why would you do that? Why would you burn Neelix? on a bonfire.
Because was he really all that essential?
No, not at all.
No, no. I mean, at least Harry had a job to do, and he did it reasonably well. Reasonably well, because it was not well enough to get him promoted.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's face it. He is a bit of a waste of time sometimes. And you know what? If Garrett Wong ever listens to this, which he probably doesn't, but if he does, hi, Garrett. we apologize for your character being the way it was.
Well, it wasn't even his fault. It was the writer's mistreatment of the character.
Yeah, they didn't really know what to do with him, especially come later. Later times. Like, he had a built-in arc that could have actually worked really well, I guess, from being the naive, young, innocent boy to, you know, he could have become first officer if they got rid of Chakotay, for example.
How dare you?
Oh, I know. You've got, like, he could have just turned into, I don't
Counselor
know.
Chakotay.
Yeah, they could have thought that, you know what, let's sidestep you to be Commander Counselor. There we go. That can be him. You know, I'm not sure I'd burn Neelix just because of the smell. Nah.
That would be hard to get out of the starship. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll get an oil.
They can't open the windows and let it air out. It's going to reek for a long time.
Actually, how do they ventilate a starship? Like that. Just in case you're like, oh, look at this smell. I mean, I suppose they would just like trap it and vent it out into space, I guess, wouldn't they? Like decompress the bulkheads or something.
That is a darn good question. If anyone knows, please let us know.
Yes, because we have no idea what we're talking about today. This is a bumbling to the journey, a bumble journey. Bumbling around. Oh, we're a mess.
So who are you going to get rid of?
Who would I burn on a November? Who would I put on a firework on November the 5th and like fire it off into space? I was going to say something really dirty then. I'd probably burn off your Paris doll, maybe. I don't know.
The mutated one?
Have you got a mutated Paris doll?
I do, complete with lizard babies.
No, you have to show me. Get it.
Okay. I'm getting it off the wall.
Are you sitting on a ball?
I'm sitting. Yes.
So all these times you've been sitting on a space hopper ball?
Yes.
Is that even comfortable?
Yes, it is. It's very comfortable.
They actually made... I can't believe they actually made a lizard baby Tom. Where are the lizard babies?
They're back here. You can't really see them.
Oh, okay. Tell me why the hell you bought that.
Because it's Tom with mutated and lizard babies.
How much did it cost?
I honestly do not know. I think I found this one at a garage sale or something.
Really? People actually tried reselling in that?
Well, the funny thing is, when Robert Duncan McNeil was at Dragon Con, I want to say last year, the year before, it was one of those, at his table... He had these available to be signed.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like he was embracing it. It's like, good for you.
I've never come across anything Star Trek-y in any garage sale that I've been to, in any, like, op shop or anything like that. Like, I go into, like, the big op shops to be like, is there any Star Trek stuff? And there's never any books. There's never any things. Like, it's really sad. Maybe it's just Star Trek's not as big
that
here.
That is sad.
Very sad.
I feel sorry for you.
I know. It's a very sad time of my life that I can't buy secondhand Star Trek Voyager stuff or Star Trek stuff in general. I feel very upset, and I'm going to go and make a formal complaint to charity.
This is actually the only one that I didn't buy when it first came out. The others I bought immediately when they were released.
How many have you got? Tell me about all your Voyager items.
Oh, I have, well, I'm missing a couple and I'm upset about that because I could not find them when they were released. I have Captain Janeway, Commander Chakotay, Tuvok, Paris, Kim, B'Elanna, the Doctor, Neelix, Kes, Joe Carey.
They made one of Joe Carey?
They did.
No, what's the why? What's the point?
Because
burn that
Joe
one.
Carey.
Just burn that one. I burned Joe Carey.
How? Justice for Joe. Come on. There's an ensign, Seska. I have a Vidian.
You have a Vidian?
I have a Vidian. Oh. I have Chakotay in his Maquis outfit.
Of course you do. I bet that one's out.
No, that is still in the box.
Are they all in the box?
Yes, those are all in the box.
Okay.
I have duplicates of, like, the bigger 9-inch figures that I've taken out of the box and I've played with.
Oh,
but I also have one still in the box.
Okay.
Because I'm weird.
I have a Vidian. That's amazing.
I have a Vidian. I have the Star Trek micro machines of the little Voyager. Things with Caretaker, the Krenim Time Ship, Chakotay's ship, one of the shuttles, I think a Malon freighter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So they're little teeny tiny ships.
I've got absolutely no Voyager stuff except a Borg poster. And I think that's probably more from, like, someone just made it.
First Contact?
I wouldn't say it's not First Contact because there's, like, a heap of Borg ships in it, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's just a photo.
There's a shadow.
Yeah, it's just a photo that someone's made that's got Borg ships and Earth in the background, which I thought was cool. My friend bought it for me. What other ones do you have? So you're missing 7 of 9.
I have Seska as a Cardassian. I'm missing 7 of 9, a Kazon, a full Klingon Balana.
Oh, really? Is that all you're missing of all of those?
As far as I know, but I'm probably not thinking of something right now.
Well, if anyone has any of those that they want to part ways with at the garage sale...
Track me down.
Please find Suzanne on, well, on a different place.
Yes, you can find me on the We Made Treks Network, hosting The Janeway, and also Boldly Go.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where you can find her to send your free items.
Not even free. Contact me. I have
dollary.
A couple of dollars have, I could send.
You have some dollary dues to send over. Oh, I wish I had some of that stuff. Like, you seem to have, because you've got all these posters in the background, you've got all sorts. I'm just spitballing with, like, things that I can see in your camera right now.
Oh, can you see my favorite poster?
That's a pretty poster. You've got a lot of stuff, Suzanne. You're a nerd. And we are all nerds, really, aren't we?
That poster there.
What is it? I can't see it.
Is a Captain Proton Bride of Chaotica.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. It was part of a calendar from, like, I think, 97, 98.
See, I know this is a great podcast for you to listen to, listeners, because we're just talking about visual things. But it's Suzanne has a lot of stuff. She's a very avid fan. Apparently, I'm a terrible one.
No, not at all.
No? No. Oh, well.
Okay. Next question. I guess it's my go for a question.
I've got one. It's pretty bad.
Uh-oh.
I mean, if you could bone an alien race, like, which one would it be from Voyager?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, would it be the Malon? I mean, poof. Where's Malon, guys?
No Malon. No, thank you. They're a little smelly. I've really have to go with a Q.
Really? You'd bone a Q? Seriously? What? Actual Q?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I'd prefer Olivia Dabo Q, but I'll take John DeLancey Q.
Who's Olivia Dabo Q? You have to remind me of this.
She was the Q in the Next Generation episode, True Q.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, not a Voyager person.
Not a Voyager Q. Okay, so I have to re-answer this question with a Voyager alien.
I mean, I know I said either last episode or the episode before that I find one of the Hirogen characters attractive, and then a Twitter user, Luke Savage, totally, like, pointed me out on it, which I thought was hilarious. It was like, an attractive Hirogen in the Killing Game? The second time my mind was blown during this To the Journey episode. It might not be the Killing Game. I think it might have been Flesh and Blood, maybe? I don't know. There is an attractive Hirogen, though. And I feel
it's
like...
a hologram? No?
I don't know. I just feel like is it weird that I think that the Hirogen are slightly attractive for aliens?
No, not at all, because I know Tony Todd played a Hirogen, and I would totally climb that because, oh, Tony Todd.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I would say I'd climb that because he's a very tall man, and I'm a very short woman. You like climbing a tree and come down.
I mean, I think it's their eyes. I mean, yeah, I'm not really one to be like, oh, look, an alligator in real life, and want to be like, oh, yeah, that's a nice scaly lizard. But I think it's their eyes. I do like really dark black eyes.
I'm attracted to expressive eyes. Liev Schreiber, Vincent D'Onofrio. Their eyes are just, oh, they draw me.
You're giving me names that I don't know who they are.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. What about, I also quite like Bajorans. Especially the, and I know I've said this before on To The Journey, the Bajoran boy from Learning Curve, that's who I'd take home with me.
Okay. I can never remember his name.
Yeah, I only watched it the other day because I'm like, I want a bit of Bajoran boy. But I do not remember.
The only one I can ever remember from that episode is Chell.
Yeah, oh, Chell's a good guy, though. I mean, seriously.
Chell's my man.
Well, there we go. That was the weirdest question I think I've ever asked someone and answered.
That was odd. And we went way off topic, as usual.
Yeah, well, this is bumbling along the journey, as we already said. If you would become an alien, Suzanne, like, what would you do? Like, in typical Voyager fashion with, you know, stick an extra nostril on them or something, what kind of alien would you be in the simplistic Voyager alien manner? Not obviously like one of the big fancy ones like the Hirogen or the Voth, etc.
Now, this is funny that you asked this because when I way back was in makeup artistry school, I created a Voyager-type alien.
Oh, do tell.
As one of my projects.
Do tell. How many holes did you give it? Where did you place said holes?
I added additional nostrils right next to... But then I also put like the Cardassian forehead spine thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a Cardassian weird-ish type thing. But then it also had a Klingon nose. So like the Klingon shaped nose with extra nostrils and a Cardassian forehead.
That sounds plagiarism.
Really creepy.
Of course you gave it extra nostrils. I mean, like, that's like, where can we put the nostrils on this alien? Well, this alien can have nostrils on its cheek or the bridge of its nose. That sounds like another good place to have a nostril.
It was my first time working with foam latex. I was trying to be easy on myself.
No, that's exactly fair. I mean, I would not be able to create anything. I mean, look at the size of my nose. I've probably got like 12 nostrils in it anyway.
And honestly, this was back in like 1995.
So, oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't give myself any nostrils at all. I would remove nostrils, like kind of like
you would remove all your nostrils.
Yeah, kind of like that alien in the episode where they pretty much. It's almost like they blackmail someone, but the nose goes
and Janeway's face when she sees it.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that, but I can't. I don't know that.
That's my kind of alien nostril. None at all.
Okay. Like a bladder, almost. An air bladder.
Bladder nose? Ew. Gross.
Well, that's the only way they could have created it, is putting an air bladder underneath the makeup and then have like a squeeze ball.
Yeah, well.
To make it move.
The actor's probably standing there with a...
squeeze.
Suzanne has lost it.
I never had it.
No. Do you know what? This is probably the most interesting To The Journey episode I've ever done.
It is definitely fun. I must open a beer.
Oh, there we go.
Cheers.
See, listeners, I would be drinking, but it's currently 11:15 in the morning, so I do not feel that is...
That's early enough for me.
...socially responsible thing to do, especially as I drank a bottle of wine last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good segue. Yeah, so last night I drank a whole bottle of wine because me and my friend decided to watch our annual Hairspray Drunkening. Okay. And I love Hairspray. I know every single word of Hairspray songs.
Which Hairspray?
The 2007 one. Oh. Well, yeah, I haven't seen that.
That makes me sad.
I haven't seen the original one with, like, Ricky. Was it Ricky Lake? I think it was Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake and Divine, the ultimate queen. God rest her soul.
Yes, I haven't seen that one.
Freaking love Divine.
I've seen the stage show that came through to Australia, like the big over-the-top one, and the 2007 one, over and over and over and over and over again. Which leads me to the segue for something that I did not think of until about 30 seconds ago. If Voyager were a musical, what would happen?
Oh, we need Brandy here to write music.
Which
up with songs.
which episode would you think would turn best into a musical? Notwithstanding the fact that we've had Tuvok, I understand, from the Doctor and the song, Virtuoso episode.
Blah, blah, blah.
Can you imagine if Bride of Chaotica was also a musical?
That would be kind of freaking crazy.
Let's pick a ridiculously boring episode and turn it into a musical one day.
As much as I do not like this episode, I think Fairhaven could be a good musical.
Oh.
And I really, really, really don't like Fairhaven. But... yeah, I could see that turned into a musical. I still wouldn't like it, but yeah.
Can it be like made into a two-parter musical and then combine Spirit Folk into it and then...
Oh, you would have to.
And then we could have Harry Kim dancing with a cow.
With a cow.
With the cow. Not only just almost kissing a cow, but like dancing actually dancing with the cow.
Yes.
Okay, cool. We will
see, it's genius. It's genius.
If I had time in my life, because woe is me, I have so much to do, I can't look after things. If I actually had time in my life, I would totally try and rewrite an episode of Voyager as a musical. I think, like, the lyrics to it. I'm not that musically talented. Like, I can play the piano just about. But... could you just imagine, like, Janeway singing and Chakotay singing? All Resolutions could have been a love story musical.
Scorpion could have been a musical.
Why is that?
Just really dramatic themes and,
But musicals have got to be, like, really silly and, like, chirpy.
No, they don't.
Well, I suppose they don't.
I'm sorry, Have you seen Les Mis? That is not silly and chirpy.
No, I take that back. The musicals that I like are mostly, like, happy and chirpy.
Okay.
This, they may have some dark undertones, obviously. Like, Hairspray has some really dark, like, racial undertones and problems. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not undertones. It's, like, visually obvious.
It's in your face.
You know, there's just so happy songs, though. And then, like, with Mamma Mia, and anyway, let's not talk about musicals that I enjoy. But
I love musicals.
And I really like The Greatest Showman too. So I would put Fairhaven Spirit Folk up there is probably one of the best episodes of Voyager if it were a musical. And I challenge any listener of this to let us know and create a musical, and Suzanne and I will sing the parts. We'll also get Littlefield and Nick and Brandy to come on to what will actually be the Janeway, a Star Trek Voyager podcast on the We Matrix Network, and we will do it on there. We will sing for you if you do that.
Yes. Please, please, please do that, because that sounds so much fun.
And if you do that, I would be tipsy at 11 a.m. to be able to do it. So we've really talked about random today, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Listeners, I'm sorry for the incoherence of this particular podcast. It's literally because this is our last of the journey and we just wanted to have fun.
This isn't really a question. Well, it kind of is a question. Thinking about Resolutions, they have a disease, they're being put off on a planet, and a planet with no people, just them. An M-class planet, if I remember correctly, in the Delta Quadrant, with all these other species that could live on an M-class planet. Why is there no one else on this planet?
Maybe it was because of the disease and they all left.
But they're fine when they're on the planet with this disease.
That's true, I guess. Maybe they just Maybe there was like a big predator, like, I don't know, some kind of like killer giraffe or something that went round and it actually killed everyone.
Maybe the monkey.
Oh, that monkey.
The monkey.
Or
is evil.
Or evil monkeys. Or maybe that's the planet of Super Monkey Ball. Please tell me you've played that game.
Yes, yes, I have.
That's the Super Monkey Ball planet.
It all makes sense now.
It does.
I completely understand.
So if I get serious for a second, it could be that it's in its early, early stages of development and it's only got that one monkey and everything was down to Q and Janeway and Chakotay were meant to fornicate, create many babies and move on.
But they didn't create anything.
I know. I mean,
she just left behind tomato plants.
Do you think Janeway and Chakotay porked it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Have you read any fanfic from that episode?
I've written fanfic from that episode. Ooh. X-rated fanfic.
Tell us the...
And I've read a lot, too.
Tell us the PG version of that fanfic that you wrote.
He tells her the ancient legend speech. They hold hands, go in for a kiss. X-rated, 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 X-rated. The tomato thing happens where she's down in the dirt. Tuvok contacts them. X-rated, 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 X-rated.
What, with Tuvok? Oh,
no. No, after Tuvok calls them saying, hey, we're coming back for you.
So during... Oh, that's after he's done that. Okay, so X-rated.
Yeah. They go back to the ship. They try and go back to their old roles. But yeah, no. Turbo lift, Jeffrey's tube, you name it, they were there.
I really need to read this.
I have it on a floppy disk.
Chakotay's floppy disk.
It wasn't in my story.
Listeners, we actually really wanted to do fanfic, but we weren't going to be able to just because it's not appropriate for a podcast.
Well, there are some really nice PG and G-rated fanfic.
Oh, but what's the...
There's some really good authors.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but what's the point? Isn't fanfic meant to be like, oh, Dumbledore boned someone else and... I mean, I'm sure there's a Dumbledore one.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
Listeners, if you've written your own fanfic, I'm sure Suzanne and I would love to read them.
I would.
If you could, like, pair a character together in a fanfic that's not Janeway and Chakotay, who would it be?
It's not Janeway and Chakotay?
Yeah, because we all know that Janeway and Chakotay are probably, like, top of the list.
Are meant to be.
Yeah. But
even Kirsten Beyer understands that. Thank you.
Oh, it would be... what if we get in Picard Season 2? And this is going to be so hypocritical of me because I don't want extra characters turning up, or even if we get it in Lower Decks. What if it's like Chakotay and Janeway are married now?
All I need to see is a picture on somebody's desk. You don't even have to say anything.
What, of Chakotay and Janeway together?
Yeah, like a wedding picture of them.
Why would anyone have that on their desk?
Maybe they go to see Tom or Harry or the doctor.
The doctor would
have it. The doctor's going to be in it.
Yes.
The doctor would have it.
Yes, and he could just...
Because he's always taking pictures.
Yes. Oh, my God, he can have just a line that says, when I was at Chakotay and Janeway's wedding, oh, my God, it's going to happen.
He doesn't even have to say that. They could just be sitting at his desk and there's a picture behind him. He doesn't even mention it. It's just there.
Oh, my God, I'm getting chills.
I would fall off the couch.
It has to be done. If Kirsten Beyer acknowledges it, she's one of the main showrunner people of Picard. That would be amazing. Okay, you heard it here first. This is like a total story. And because Twitter seems to like, you know, fall on rumors, etc., for Alex Kurtzman like punching TVs or whatever. You heard it here first. This is total like legit rumor. But Janeway and Chakotay are definitely married in Picard. You've heard it here first on the last episode of To the Journey.
Definitely, definitely.
But back to joining two characters in a fanfic. I mean...
Okay.
The whole lot together? No.
I've read some of those.
What does Neelix do in them?
Same thing as everybody else. There are orgy fanfics. I swear to you, there are.
I don't want to see this. I don't...
Oh, that's why it's not illustrated. You just read it.
I'm sure someone would have illustrated a dodgy Neelix picture. Rob Chapman, I'm looking
at
you.
I'm sure you can find it.
Oh. Oh, no. Okay, let's just... Let's not include Neelix in this.
Okay. I wouldn't include him anyway.
I mean, the one I would go for would probably have to be Kim and Paris, just because that's my cup of tea.
Oh, there's plenty of that.
But if I were to think outside the box, it would probably be include Varric.
Okay.
And is it Oberisk from, I think that's his name, maybe, from Year of Hell.
Oh, the lieutenant or second in command.
Yeah, that guy, the one that helps.
The Krenim.
Yeah, the one that helps Chakotay in the end in Paris.
Yeah.
Like, I think those two. They would be my underrated fanfic desires.
Okay.
I told you I'd get fanfic in here somehow.
Well, there are some really good ones with Seven and B'Elanna.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Not my cup of tea.
Although there are a whole lot with Janeway and Seven, but I don't see that as much. I see that as a mother-daughter thing.
Yeah, I kind of see Janeway and Seven in the similar vein as Neelix and Kes in the, like, mm-hmm.
There's
I
also
can understand
Janeway
it
Janeway and the Borg Queen.
Oh, hello. I would go for the Borg Queen.
I would go for Alice Krieger, not Susanna Thompson.
They look to me the same.
No, the eyes are so different.
Are they? Maybe. I just think Borg Queen, yes, please. I don't know. That could be interesting. But now I'm going to have to spend my afternoon, instead of doing my huge list of things that I need to do, looking up Voyager fanfic. What was your highlight of being onto the journey, Suzanne?
Oh, gosh, you want me to get all serious now?
I just thought we'd better do a serious thing. I mean, obviously, it's me coming on the show.
Well, besides you, of course. I think it has to be connecting with the listeners and finding so many other people out there that absolutely love Voyager and just want to talk about it.
Yeah. And then you get the ones like me who are like, I want to come on the show.
I've noticed you haven't been having shows lately. Are you dead?
Actually, I mean, pretty much. What did I tell you? I wonder if I can find like what I first said to you.
Let's see. Is it the email from June of last year?
Did I send you an email?
Yeah, an email through Trek FM.
I can't remember.
It says, hey, Zach and Suzanne, just dropping a line to say, I hope everything is okay with you guys and are feeling all right, as there haven't been many episodes in the last few months.
I was legit concerned.
TTJ and miss it.
I was legit concerned.
Thanks, Liam.
I was legit concerned. But I know I messaged you.
Thank you for your concern.
That's okay. I legit found... how annoying is Facebook Messenger to go back to the beginning of?
Very annoying.
We talk too much.
Very. We talk a lot.
Seriously, I can't go back 6 months on there. I feel like I just said something about, hey, I know a way to get more shows off to the journey. Put me on it.
That was pretty much it.
It was pretty much that. Like, seriously, like, take the bull by the horns and just do it. That's my kind of character, I guess. It's like, well, I want to do something, I will do it, and I'll find a way of doing it. And I wasn't ever expecting to become a host of To The Journey. I just wanted to be on a show to get another podcast out, because I'm like, I think people really want it, because, yeah, obviously life got in the way of you guys of recording, and...
Yes, it did.
I just enjoyed... I mean, because I've only been around for, you know, like 15 episodes or something, so I don't expect people to follow me onto the Janeway. I expect people to follow you. But, but you know, I just enjoyed making you as a good friend, Suzanne.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Tearing up here. Oh, just an aside, have you been listening to the latest episodes of Voyager Season 8?
No, I've kind of been keeping them because they're only 10 minutes long, aren't they, or something? Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of keeping them to be able to listen to like 3 or 4 or 5 at a time.
Okay.
So they've downloaded and ready for me to go.
You have 2 to listen to, right?
I don't know. Let's have a look. podcasts. I've got all these shows now to listen to. Rarely Going, what's that? The Expanse, The Better Example. Nothing's come out since the 24th of June.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Episode 1, Part 2, to Sick Bay. Episode 1, Part 3, Admiral Paris is arriving. Mm-hmm. They're the only two I've got downloaded to watch.
Yeah, in that first one that you're going to listen to, I was so hopeful, and then...
Oh, really?
So he teased me with something.
Oh.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll wait and see what I think.
So, listeners, if you haven't been listening to Voyager Season 8, I do recommend it.
Are we keeping that in the podcast?
It's good stuff. Yeah, I am. I'm keeping that in.
So, listeners, this episode has obviously been very unscripted. We didn't want to be planned, as we said, because this is the final episode of To the Journey. I don't know what is going to happen to the journey. Do you, Suzanne? Yeah.
We are in the dark. I haven't heard anything.
We're forever in the dark. So, if To the Journey continues, then it will continue with new hosts in the future. We, as I say, we don't know anything about it at all. But if it doesn't, where do you reckon people can get a Voyager fix form? Where do you think Voyager can get a Voyager fix? Where do you think listeners can get a Voyager fix? I can't talk. Where can you find more Voyager podcasts?
I believe you can find more Voyager podcasts. First and foremost, on the We Made Treks Network, listen to The Janeway with myself and Liam, but you can also check out Voyager Season 8, which I just mentioned. There's also a really great Voyager show called The People versus Star Trek Voyager. You seriously need to check it out.
I've just started listening to that, and that is one of the funniest podcasts I've listened to in a long time. So yes. I would definitely recommend
those
that.
Those guys are great.
And also, obviously, there is the Delta Flyers podcast, which is hosted by Harry Kim and Tom Paris. Well, you know, the actors, Garrett Wong and Robbie Duncan McNeil. The episode quality has got a little bit better now. They've got a better mic for Robbie, which is good. And they also have different Patreon levels, obviously, with more you pay, the more you get. Hello, capitalism. But... you also hear little snippets from people like Bob Picardo and Robert Beltran and Martha Hackett. So, yeah, it's good to listen to. But obviously, if you want to hear us blab on about Voyager, we will be over on the We Made Treks podcast network for the Janeway, where we will be doing similar things to we have here, but also looking at episodes, mainly looking at what Janeway does in them and finding out or deciding whether she's done things in the right way, the wrong way, or the Jane way. I mean, let's face it, it's always going to be the Jane way.
But how she gets to that point is fun.
Yes, exactly. So that's where you can find more Voyager content, not just obviously our own, but there are others that I would strongly recommend listening to as well.
Yes, definitely. Well, to paraphrase...
Oh, get me some paraphrase!
Would you like fries with that shake?
I'd like some fries with my Janeway.
Said Chakotay. Yeah.
Would you like my fry, Janeway? Said Chakotay.
Woo! Okay. I was trying to get all serious and messed myself up.
Take two.
To paraphrase.
Oh, I can't. I can't. to paraphrase. I'm taking my glasses off so I can't see you right now. Do you want some paraphrase with your corn? Listen, Suzanne's crying again.
You said corn. Okay. Shake it off. I can do this. I can say this word. Paraphrase. Well, To paraphrase Captain Janeway, I've never liked saying goodbye, so I'll make this brief. But I want you all to know that serving as your podcast host has been the most extraordinary experience of my life.
What a wonderful paraphrase.
You had to do it. I was trying to be serious.
Okay, I'll be serious. Yes. That's a very humbling... That's a very nice comment, Suzanne. And you will still obviously continue to be a podcast host on somewhere else, which we'll find out again shortly.
Yes. So we wish you a safe and speedy journey to the We Made Treks Network, where you can find the Janeway. Our thoughts will be with you.
Previously on Trek.fm, Earl Grey.
I tap dance with my eyes. That's what I tell people. Just...
Yeah. I don't look at my feet, just look at my eyes and my jazz hands.
As long as I'm looking like I'm having a good time, I'm dancing.
That's the most important part.
Yeah. And just follow the top hat and the cane. Just don't look at my feet. Yeah.
If the rhythm is right and my eyes are smiling, all is good.
Oh, cosplay ideas. Cosplay ideas.
The Edge, a Star Trek Discovery podcast.
Okay, I was just going to say, I just appreciate that we're seeing these dramatic makeup jobs and prosthetic jobs, because let's do a little forehead thing and call it an alien, because it got really old in Next Generation. And in the original series. The original series, you can kind of forgive because of the budgetary restraints. But with TNG, it's just like, really? Another little forehead thing or a little thing, you know, at the bridge of the nose between the eyes? Really? Really? Come on.
Oh, it got really tiring in Voyager, too.
The Line, a Star Trek Picard podcast.
Like you're saying about JL, I remember at the time reading this, Rafi calling him JL, and I remember that feeling weird to me. Like you, the first time it was in the comic, and then I was like, JL, that's kind of casual, but like you said, she kind of talks to that. But now rereading it, when I got to that, it just makes so much sense because I'm used to it now. It just seems so natural, but at the time it felt a little odd.
The Ready Room.
Do you think that if Picard were being made, if we could go back to the golden age of TNG, DS9, Voyager, Enterprise.
We call it the Berman era, Chris. Okay.
Oh, is it the Berman era? It's BE. Okay. Yeah, if we can go back to 1996 BE.
Yeah.
When we had 2-hour pilots for Star Trek series, do you think that these three episodes, Remembrance, Maps and Legends, and The End is the Beginning, would have actually been a single episode?
And that's what else is happening on Trek.fm.
Check out all these shows and join the conversation about your favorite corner of the Star Trek universe and beyond. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts. If you're an Apple user, be sure to hit the subscribe button in Apple Podcasts on iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV, or the desktop podcast app to get the latest episodes as soon as they're published. If you're not an Apple user, we've got you covered as well. You can find our shows on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, SoundCloud, YouTube, in most third-party apps. And you can also stream and download the MP3 file from our website or grab the RSS link.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's show, and there are many places for you to do that. The best place is to join the larger conversation on the Babel Conference, which is the listeners group on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can choose Message to a Trek FM Show and select To the Journey. You can also find the network on Twitter at TrekFM and on Facebook at facebook.com/TrekFM. We'd like to give a shout out to our associate producers who have been supporting To the Journey for a long time. And on Patreon, they're Bruce Lish, Richard Marquez, Patrick Carling and Norman Lau. So thank you for supporting To the Journey via Patreon. And we hope that there will be more To the Journey episodes for you to support in the future with new hosts.
Well, thank you all for coming along on all these different adventures and retelling of stories. Thank you for listening. This has been To the Journey.